Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Duluth landscape photographer Ryan Tischer is celebrating a big move this week with the opening of Tischer Photographic Gallery. The grand opening of the downtown gallery happens Thursday, November 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. at 5 West Superior Street. The gallery will focus primarily on his work, but he's offering printing and framing services on canvas, metal, and more. Ryan Tischer joins us here on Radio Gallery, and I asked him, what is the process that leads him to creating these spectacular images?
I like to spend a lot of time outdoors, and for me, my process, which I think is somewhat similar to what other landscape photographers are doing, is to explore, find places that just kind of speak to you or have something magical about them, and then you just have to return time and time again to that place until you have the right light and conditions and season and all those things that make a truly magical image. So it's a lot of, you know, repetition and just coming back again and again and again.
And it is some of that magic, especially of the North Shore, that you really do capture with your photos. Talk about what it's like when you get that light, when it's perfect, when it's the picture that you've been after.
A lot of times you only have a moment, you know, a couple of seconds to really capture an image. A scene I was photographing comes to mind from earlier last winter. I was out photographing on Stony Point, and there was this really incredible sea smoke that was rolling through, and the sun was coming up to the point where it was just starting to get above the cloud bank that forms on those really cold mornings. And I was just there standing in the water, and the waves were crashing up against me. It was a below zero morning, and just waiting for that moment where there was a little bit of a gap in the sea smoke so that the sun would shine through. So you're just kind of sitting there waiting, clicking away. And then when that magic moment happens, you have to make sure you have the right settings and, you know, everything is lining up when you photograph it.
Out there in your waders.
Yes, I did have insulated waders on. I do try to come prepared so that, you know, I'm able to stay out there and wait for the light and not call it early and head back to the car and warm up.
I think maybe people don't realize the fortitude and patience that it takes to get these photographs.
Yeah, well, you know, most people aren't out at sunrise and below zero temperatures or whatever the situation is and waiting for hours and hours. Maybe something magical happens, maybe it doesn't, but either way, you get to be out in nature and doing what you like to do.
Well, then the flip side of this is taking these photographs and sharing them with people. You have an exciting new venture.
Yes. We are opening a permanent art gallery in downtown Duluth, Tischer Photographic Gallery, which is going to feature exclusively my photography.
So is your workshop there as well?
It is, yeah. We've moved our entire printing and framing facility from our home to the art gallery. So when people come to our opening on Thursday night, or if they stop in some other time during hours, they can kind of see a little bit behind the scenes. Now we're also offering printing and framing services for other artists and photographers. So if they want their images reproduced on, you know, whether it's canvas or metal or whatever, that's something we can offer too.
Do you worry about balancing your time between the great outdoors and now a gallery space?
Yeah, you know, it's a balance, but I enjoy both ends of it, you know, photographing and creating the artwork.
This is so cool that you'll have a permanent home right downtown where so many people will get to see your work and maybe take a little piece of the North Shore home.
That's our motto. People, whether they live here in this area or they just love to visit, people like to, you know, remember their time here in Duluth or up the shore or along the lake or whether they're in the woods or the Superior Hiking Trail. And they like to take a little piece of that back home with them.
Ryan Tischer here talking about his new Tischer Photographic Gallery, opening Thursday, November 16th, with a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. Information at KUMD.org. Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen.